These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline news items from January 3, 1918. I'm Larry Drayfall. After canvass of the local community, J.E. Reinheimer has urged an increase in local food production. Reinheimer is chair of the Kane County Improvement Association and has been drafted to work with the State Council of National Defense. He offered his suggestions to a gathering of farmers at a meeting at the Commercial Club's rooms. A local farmers' committee of 7 members will call on every farmer in the area, urging the importance of a consumer food crop increase in 1918. White flour is likely to become a thing of the past in baker's supplies, and sugar will be limited to 3 pounds per household per month. That is the warning of Saul Westerfield, a leader in the food conservation group. He addressed the YMCA auditorium members, comprised of butchers, bakers, and restaurant owners. The last of milled white flour was completed on December 1st, and now the mills are producing a coarser wheat brand. Newlyweds are more concerned about their draft status with the announcement of the local board that marriages since June 6th of 1917 will be discounted for classification for the draft. Similarly, the affidavits of unborn children are likely to be dismissed. There are likely more than 40 appeals as a result of these rulings. Wives whose husbands are not supporting them and their families are making sure their spouses enlist, ensuring the $20 a month assistance that's given to a dependent spouse, plus $10 for the first child and $5 for a second. Compulsory registrations are taking place in the offices of Police Chief D. Frank Gahan. Those registrations are for all German aliens residing in Elgin and the surrounding areas. Each of the approximately 150 German aliens are required to appear at the police station or to prepare affidavits and other forms in regard to their residency. Mayor Fehrman requested the city do this work. The lack of forms from Washington has held up the processing of the alien German community. Cash and carry will be the policy for a number of Elgin grocers. The August Shield Grocery and Dryer and Dryer are offering customers considerable price reductions when they carry home their own groceries rather than have them delivered. Savings on many items are considerable for the cash and carry customer. These were the stories that made news in Elgin 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum for more at 360 Park Street, Elgin.